What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Laracast Snippet. I am your host, Jeffrey Way, and today I thought I'd share one technique or one tip that, you know, it's nothing revolutionary, but I have found that it's improved my projects quite a bit, and it's such a simple thing. If you watch any of the videos at Laracast, I may have mentioned this from time to time, but yeah, let's put it in podcast form. Okay, so imagine that you're working on a method or a class or a feature, it doesn't matter. It's something that's somewhat complicated that you kind of got to get into to flesh out. If you're not careful, you dive right in just with code. You're not focusing on how it feels to use. You're not focusing on the API. You're focusing on how do I get this dang thing to work? You know, we all go through that. And it's because, especially earlier in your career, you're almost less concerned with how elegant the end product is and more concerned with, can I even get this to work? Is it even possible to get this to work? And so maybe you have it in your head, well, once it works, I'll go back and clean it up. And that's fair. But most of the time, folks don't go back and clean it up. So this is why I think it's really important that before you dive into the code, you just take some time to think about how you want to interact with the code instead. So rather than, this is the eloquent I have to write to make that call, maybe instead think, in a perfect world, what would it feel like to interact with this? So for example, a very, very simple example, you're adding an episode to a series. Yes, if you immediately dove in, you might do an eloquent call. You might say like episode:create, and then you would reference the series ID. But that's focusing on what to do rather than ideally, how would it feel to interact with this? So this is where comments, I think, are incredibly useful. Comments get a bad rap, and I don't think they need to. But here's what I would recommend. When you're going through this stuff, before you write any actual code, write it all in comments first, even if it's four lines of comments. And I will do that for each step. First, we need to do blah, 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 blah. And then on a new line, once I have that, this needs to be done. And then on a third line, you get the idea, right? So here's the thing. Within those comments, you are writing it out really as eloquently as you possibly can, or as natural and human-sounding as you possibly could. You're not focusing on code, you're focusing on the human, where you're almost describing to yourself what you need to do. Okay, so now in your method, or whatever it happens to be, you have four lines of comments just describing what you need to do. At that point, one comment at a time, you switch over to the production code, and you put it right below the comments. But here's the thing. People say comments are bad, because the idea is that if you need them, that signals that your code wasn't clear enough on its own. And that's valid. That's a good point. In some situations, at a low level, it's like you just need it. But nonetheless, it's a valid point for lots of things. So here's what you do. Once you have your code written out, you have to figure out how to make that comment above it as redundant as humanly possible. So again, using that really stupid, not complicated example of adding an episode to a series. So yeah, if the comment said, we need to add this episode to the series, well, yes, below it, you could do episode:create, or maybe you have a series object and you just write series and then call a method add episode. Okay, so now think about the end product. The end product is, in your head, think about this. You have a comment that says we need to add an episode to a series, and then directly below it is code that says series arrow add episode. It made the comment redundant, right? There's absolutely no need for that comment anymore because the code describes it perfectly. And as simple as it is, and I'm not telling you anything new here, I think you'll find that most people don't do that, and that's where you end up with code that's really, really tough to read. So, in closing, for anything a little more substantial than just basic stuff, whatever you have to do, write it out in comments just to describe it to yourself, and pay attention to what kind of terms you use. Fancy people like to say you're speaking in the words of the domain. Okay, if that's how you want to put it, no problem. I like to say you're just speaking as naturally as possible. And then you write your code, and you're not done until you've extracted or refined that code to the point that the comment right above it is entirely and completely redundant. Give it a shot.